the dead-on principle crucial for your success.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. I'm not joking. I'm saying this is crucial, and it's amazing how few people actually talk about this, including philosophers and people that you would think would really need to talk about this type of thing, because it is the basis. Honestly, it's the basis for all Western civilization. You want to know what it is? It's real simple. It's talked around a lot. I mean, people toss it around a lot, but they never discuss what it really is in its most simple context. The term is common sense. But what does common sense mean? I looked it up on Wikipedia. Wikipedia, at least at the time that I looked it up, has a great paragraph, and I don't have it in front of me. See, that shows you how well prepared I am. I don't have it in front of me, but they have their first paragraph where they discuss common sense is pretty darn good. And it comes down to this concept. Here's the dead-on principle, and see if you can see how this breaks out to eventually meaning success in business. Because if you do not believe this, if you don't believe it's possible, you can't have success. If you do believe it's, and you will never find happiness. If you do believe it's possible, if you believe that that's obvious, then you need to live by it on every level. If you live by it on every level, you'll find success and happiness in everything. All comes back to the same point. What's the point? The point is that actual truth exists, and it can be known, and it's not learned. I talk a lot about books here. You know, I was talking about this one. It wasn't this one. I was talking about another one of Russell Brunson's books the other night. It's not the book that teaches you. The book is a reflection of light, if you can say that, as if light was coming from the moon doesn't give off any light. Right? The moon is reflecting the light from the sun. Okay? Books don't... That's why you can read a book and say, I don't get it. I understood all the words. I understood what they were saying, but it doesn't ring true. It doesn't hit anything. And either it does or it doesn't. That's why you could take the same book years later, reread it, and get something out of it, because there's something else that's opened up. It's that common sense is something internal. You recognize truth when you hear it. It has a, you know, we say it has a ring to it, or you know, that rings true. That whole concept people talk about, the aha experience. Ah, I get it. And it's only after hearing about something, or coming in contact with something, or just having it show up while you're taking a shower, you get something. And it comes out of nowhere, and all of a sudden you get it. And you may have heard the words tossed around, but the words just symbolize the concept. And that's that all truth is knowable, and your knowledge is on the inside. It's the Declaration of Independence says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, meaning the evidence is on the inside for the truth. That there's something, this common sense that we have access to, that allows us to see whether something's true or not. If you take it on the negative side, people call it a bullshit detector. You know, it's I get it or I don't get it in the time. And some people, we know a lot of people that have less of it. They have less connection with their sense, and they don't see truth, not only that, they'll run away from it. They'll fight it. they probably recognize it as truth, but they wouldn't call it truth. And they fight it on every level. And there's huge political parties built up over the concept of fighting the truth and fighting the very concept that truth exists on any level. And I'm not talking any specific religion. I'm not talking any specific ideas. I'm saying that reality has a substance to it, and there's even a reality beyond the reality that's there, that predates the matter and so forth, if you want to talk physics. And this is why science is possible. It's because one person can do something, and another person on a completely other continent, if they knew the principle, they can create the same experiment and have the same results. That's what science is. It's a common knowledge that can be that can be found and can be explained in a simplified manner. That any science, no matter how outrageous, you may not get all the details, but you can get the principle behind any scientific concept. And there's a whole lot of people that want science to be this magical, mystical thing that you that we can't possibly understand unless we go to school for 14 years for and get straight A's. It's just not true. These things are all common. They're available to us. It's the reason why some of the smartest people throughout time were relatively uneducated. You know, Einstein was educated, but in comparison to a lot of his peers within the physics community, he was uneducated. And that there's numerous people throughout time that you can be self-educated because the truth is universal and it's accessible by everybody, regardless of race or color or creed or sex or gender or what have you. You can access it. Everyone has the ability to. So if you understand that, then all the barriers to the concept of success or doing anything with money or building a business or finding anything you want out of life, if someone else has been able to do it, you can do it too. It's that movie The Edge, that they're trying these two guys from, you know, basic everyday civilization are trapped out in the wilderness, and they've got this bear hunting them, and they say, we're gonna kill the bear before the bear kills us. And he said, I don't know if it's possible. And Anthony Hopkins' character says, if one man can do it, any man can do it. Come on, you got to get this in your mind. If one man can do it, any man can do it. And it's true. Anything that someone else can do, you can do also. And if you get that, success is possible for you. Happiness is possible for you. The whole world opens up to you. But you have to believe it, and you have to attribute it to everything that you do. Hopefully that makes sense. It's simple, but very deep point. And it could be, I could apply it to just about anything, whether it be politics or science or all these other controversial things out there. It can all come back to that same principle. And hopefully that's helpful to you. I'm going to go a little bit further on with principles, but it's all based off that central principle. If you understand that, then we could talk about the rest tomorrow. I'm going to go through some of the principles and how that differentiates from everything else in business. Because if you understand that, then a whole lot of windows open up to you. You have a great night. Go check out my book, 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business. Free copy at amazonproofbook.com. Have a good one. Get out there and let the magic happen.